This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you do a search for tear gas and Ferguson, you get back, Google says, about 14 million results. Clouds of gas floating over crowds of protesters have become some of the iconic images of what is happening just north of St. Louis this week. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the economic side of that story.
Police and National Guard units in Ferguson have used tear gas against protesters, vandals, and reporters alike. Non-lethal anti-personnel weapons, these are things designed to incapacitate people without ideally killing them, are a $1.1 billion a year industry worldwide. That includes things like rubber bullets, tasers, and tear gas.
Tear gas is possibly the second most important element after tasers.
Michael Emery is defense editor at Vision Gain Global. Tear gas, he says, is the cheapest option per person for dispersing crowds without causing as many casualties as rubber bullets or water hoses, both of which have killed or maimed people.
The U.S. is by far the largest market for non-lethal systems, and due to that, there's a concentration of the companies within the U.S.
The largest consumer is law enforcement. Sales grew 2.2% last year globally due to security budget cuts, but Emery says future growth is on track to be far higher. He says one reason is that after so many uprisings from Tunis to Rio to Ferguson, it's becoming increasingly apparent that lethal force makes things worse. But another reason for the expected increase is that we're just getting used to it. Sven Jord teaches anesthesiology at Duke.
The massive use worldwide that has increased has kind of decreased the threshold also in Western countries to deploy tear gas.
The question is how law enforcement will strike a balance between using it more and using it well. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.